Hey everyone, good morning to the I don't know what I'm saying. Good morning and welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. We should start over. Katie, this is not a good intro. I feel like we had a bad intro last show too.
What just happened? What were you going to say?
I don't know. I just got all my words jumbled. Good morning, everyone. We're excited you're here. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to be live every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern over on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, and also as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. Regardless of where you're listening, we would love to hear from you, so feel free to participate in the comments and or take a screenshot of this beautiful view you've got in front of you and share it on social and let us know where you're listening. I do always like when people are, people are like on their phones and they're listening on the podcast and they take a picture. That's always nice to tag us on Instagram. But anywho, we're gonna like restart the show mentally here during the commercial. So everyone just take a deep breath. We could do this. Morning, everybody. Katie Miglin's in the house.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
I mean, you're a granola bar.
Yeah, that's your like go-to in the mornings.
I've talked about it like 100 times on the show. I
Can
know
I
it's
just like toot my own horn? I like woke up and worked out and already had my coffee.
that's gross. I think that makes me like not like you.
It's okay. I don't really like myself, but this afternoon when my kids get home and I don't have to worry about it, I will be very grateful.
That is, yes,
You
you're
might
right.
need a little nap somewhere in there, but
Yeah, I don't want to be a hater for anybody who's like rocking their morning. I'm not a hater. I'm just like jealous. Like it's nothing. It's just I'm envious. That's all it is.
mean, don't be envious of me because it's pretty inconsistent. But today I was like, I'm doing this. So yeah, that's where we're
Yeah.
at.
I got dressed by myself so far today.
Oh my gosh, look at you go. Today's
Yeah,
the day, season.
I made my own coffee
Right?
today and I opened my granola bar by myself.
And you didn't need help with any of that.
Oh, and I brushed my teeth.
Good job. I mean, honestly, you're setting yourself up for success, so.
Yeah, so I want to know if you've had a morning like Katie or a morning like me. Like, no judgment because we love everybody in our community, but do you lean more Katie or lean more Ray?
And I want to know if you're neither and you're like, yeah, I'm still in bed. Because I also,
Oh,
we see you. We appreciate you.
yeah.
Thank you. Like Joshua Stamper's probably still in bed because he's like
Yeah.
an hour behind us.
He's mountain time now. Yeah, it's weird.
Oh
Okay, can we also talk about, look at this.
my gosh, what happened?
Can you see that?
Yes, I can see that. I think everyone
Okay.
can see that.
This to me is like, you shouldn't have this as a grown adult. Like, this is an injury that like a 7-year-old has.
Did you fall off your like roller skates?
But that's what it looks like, right? It looks like I like skinned my knee, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
obviously it's my elbow. But like that's 4 days old.
You haven't told us what happened.
It's embarrassing. I don't know that I should tell you, but either way, guys, this is 4 days with Neosporin. And
That's crazy.
it like travels up my arm too. Okay. So have you guys ever been outside enjoying the beautiful weather, minding your own business, and gotten hit by a truck? That's just kind of my question.
No, I don't think I've been hit by a truck.
Okay, so I may have not been hit by a truck. I was standing in a field outside my house, like in my backyard.
Okay.
Dogs were running around, literally like with the zoomies. You know how they, like
Yes,
they're
you get
like
all
running,
crazy.
running, running. And the little one is like going so fast. The big one's trying to catch the little dog. And like Harvey, the little one, like zooms past me. And I'm like playing, like I'm like encouraging him, like run, 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 run. The big one then like goes straight for my legs, but like wanted to avoid me, but couldn't avoid me. He was going so fast. He literally took me out. Like he hit me like right in the knees and I like flipped and toppled over him. Like it was a little bit of a mess. But then I sit up and I'm like totally discombobulated. I'm like, what just like what in the world just
Were you by
happened?
yourself?
No, there was an entire group of people that watched this. But then I'm like, am I okay? And I'm sitting on the ground. Both dogs have by this point run back over and been like, oops, like what happened?
Like, sorry, Mom.
Yeah, my bad. And then, but I'm like, I think I'm fine. I'm like totally just like completely discombobulated. Even when something happens and you're like, whoa. And then the people that were watching were like, Ray, you're bleeding. And I'm like, I don't think so. I'm like shaking my head. I'm like, I think I'm okay. They're like, no, your arm. And like, this hurts. Like, this like hurt way more than it should have hurt. Like, this should not have hurt this much. And I was like, yeah, it was no fun. Now it's all scabbed over, but I like want this to be fixed.
Did you
I like,
like hobble home covered in your own blood?
well, no, I didn't really hobble because I was fine. It was just my arm. Like, I think I landed on my arm. I was pretty mad at the dog, needless to
Yeah, I
say.
mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, like he is not my favorite. I clearly have a favorite dog right now, but it wasn't really bleeding. It's like a rug burn. Like there was no,
Oh, that hurts.
yeah, there was no blood. It was just like skimmed and bright red because there's like, I'm bruised. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm like a 7-year-old with this like big old.
So funny.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Oh my God. Okay, well, on that note.
We've talked about t-shirt injuries before. I feel like this is just like life injuries, but this should not happen to a grown adult, is my perspective.
No, I mean, like, yeah, there's certain injuries that you just think should be more in the kid realm, but like adults obviously get them. Like people go running and they fall and skin their knees, but it is like this weird. And I don't know, like, okay, I am miss, like, with my kids, like, if they fall, it's like, okay, we'll clean you up, but like, you're good, go back and play. You know, like, we don't sit
Yeah.
unless there's like a big injury. Like, it's very much like, you're good, like, keep moving. But as an adult, if you get the exact same injury, it hurts so much worse. And I like tried to decide, like, am I just being mean because I'm trying to get my kids like to move on and like not dwell in this like owie? But I'm like, no, I think it's because there's like I have like 100 pounds that like went down on my kid, like at least 100 more pounds than my children. And I'm old. Like my body isn't meant to hit the ground or to like, you know, like when you stub your toe or like all these injuries that I feel like as a kid, you're like kind of could move on. As an adult, it's like I'm down for the count now for a few days. It hurts.
That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, oh my God, for all the times that the kids have like skinned their knee or fallen on rollerblades that have been like, you're fine, don't worry about it. They're like, I'm
Yes.
bleeding. I'm like, no, you're not, you're fine. It's just a skin, like
Right.
you just bruised it, whatever. This is 4 days in with Neosporin. The first day I couldn't sleep without an ice pack because it was stinging so bad. And still, like to the touch, is like it hurts. And I'm like, yikes, this is because I'm old, sensitive, or just like have no heart for my kids.
Means all of the things. It's
This is
all.
not what we're supposed to be talking about, but like if anyone else has skinned their knee recently, I'm super sorry. I don't know.
Right, because it hurts.
It does hurt. Yeah. Or like, oh my God, Katie, I just thought of the teacher, like a paper cut, like a teacher paper cut. Ugh. Ugh.
Okay, Harper, my oldest, she calls hand sanitizer paper cut finders. And every time I giggle, because like every time you're like, okay, girls, grab some hand sanitizer. She's like, put on the paper cut finder.
Oh my God, that's so good.
It's
I'm
so
gonna call it
true. It
that.
does sting.
It totally does. That's funny. Anywho, well, I'm glad we're 9 minutes in talking about my skinned elbow,
Yeah, but
which
at least if you're on the up and up.
I am on the up and up. It'll be gone in no time. I just want to remind you that although we tell our kids to like suck it up,
Do you want me to tell
not
you to suck it up right now,
no,
Ray?
it's not so dandy, is
Suck
all
it
I'm
up.
saying.
Suck
I
it
was
up
like,
with us.
yeah. Okay. We were supposed to talk about something.
Well, we can talk about that another day, but can we get into the chips and salsa slash nachos? Because I'm really excited about today's topic.
Team talk it is. Welcome back to Teach Better Today morning show, where you get to hopefully incorporate us into your morning to get you started in the fabulous day you have ahead. We are talking about a topic that my brain doesn't compute well with, but that's why I have friends like Katie who can help me be successful because, hey, we all have strengths and weaknesses. And I can't wait to talk about Katie's huge strength in this area, Katie Miglin.
So today we're talking about escape rooms. So escape rooms, if you have not heard of them, they are kind of this like social thing that people have done. They've kind of come, I feel like in the last maybe like 5, 10 years, but essentially that you can find them in, I know a lot of big cities, but essentially you get in this room, you get like locked in and you have to use these codes and you have to like kind of crack the code to get out. That's like the very basic,
You're
like,
like solving a mystery so that you can exit a room, and there's usually a series of like decoding puzzles.
yes. And sometimes they build off of each other, and sometimes they are in isolation, but you'll have to crack all of them in order to get out. So years ago, we attended kind of how would you take escape rooms and bring it into your classroom? And I was like so into it. I thought it was such a cool idea. And I luckily worked with a team that we could invest a ton of money on locks. So that was a big thing that the training kind of talked about was like obviously locking students in the classroom, probably not the safest idea. But the idea of giving them locked boxes or locked pencil cases, kind of they're like opening locks instead of getting out of a room. And so sometimes I know I've seen educators where they like have keys that's what's in the locked box, you know, as like to bring in that escape room feel. But essentially it's students are working together to crack these codes to get into the series of locks to open things. And so kind of there's a lot of variety on how you can do it, and a lot of it will come down to the resources you have access to.
Well, and for those of you who may not have done this, please understand like the locked boxes is really the engagement component. Like you've created something really engaging for the students that they want to decode things that you're providing them to reach an end goal of maybe the end is like a box with a piece of candy in it or something. But they're working in small groups or as a full class, and the content is getting them through this engaging element of learning.
Yes. So there's lots of ways you can do this. So there are lots of resources out there for more of your like paper escape rooms. And that is fun for something different for kind of a one day activity if you need something a little bit more low key. But I loved to do like big, massive escape rooms with the lock boxes. I was lucky enough, I worked with a team of teachers that we like had a grant and we bought big, they were like tackle boxes. And on the tackle boxes, we put six different types of locks. So they were, some had keys, some had like the code, some had, you know, like the locker type locks. Like they were just a variety. And so then it was like you kind of work backwards and you're trying to get students to solve different things. And so some of them, I wanted them to be very specific to content. And so I would, you know, like have some sort of content specific driven activity, but then there were other things that were more just like riddles or puzzles. And some easy things you can do if you're looking for some puzzles is if you have a worksheet that you know has the content you need, so it hits the benchmark of whatever you're looking for. So you know you've done adding fractions and this is a perfect adding fractions worksheet. One thing you can do is literally punch holes in the answer boxes. And so as students answer them, then they can compare their answers with another document that if you put the document behind the worksheet, it shows a code through those circles. So if you solved question number three and the answer was nine, then maybe nine, when you hold it up, it has an A. And that tells you that's the first number you'll need to use for one of the codes. Like they can have kind of any correlation like that. We have done different things on Google Forms. So if you type in the code a certain way, it would unlock it virtually for you. And maybe it opens up another screen that gives the students the answer to a lock or another code to get something else. Like there's lots of ways you can use Google Forms. If you literally Google it, they'll give you different options. But some of that is based, I think it's called conditional formatting or conditional something, where it's like how a student types in the answer will matter. So there's ways you can use that for locks, but there's just the idea is that you want students to be high engaged. It gets them up and moving, it gets them collaborating. I had one that was Halloween themed, and so students walked in. I had Halloween music, black lights, and there was just these literally boxes sitting on all these tables. And in one of the bo in the box, there were smaller boxes, and they kind of all got smaller. And again, you can use like pencil boxes, pencil cases, anything that just has like a zipper that you can tie a lock to. And one of them, I will never forget, was rats. And on the rats, I had written answers to their numbers and so, or to their questions. And so they had to like find the rat that correlated to their question and then like put them in order. And so you'd see all these like kids with like lines of rats on their desk. So it's like anything like that. And that was all stuff I just like found at the dollar section, or I found cheap on Amazon, like in bulk. And kids literally would get so excited to open the box and the sign, it would just be a sign that says, "I escaped." And that was it. And so don't think it has to be some big high stake thing, but it was a fun one day activity. A lot of times we do it as a review just to kind of like take some of the pressure off of an assessment of like, hey, we know what we're doing. Let's do this fun activity. But just be mindful of your time too, because sometimes groups will fly through and some groups will take a little bit longer. So you want to find that sweet spot in the middle. And that obviously, if you teach a class that has multiple sections, how will you keep your answers a secret? We always just really hope for the best and kind of encourage students like, hey, you had a lot of fun this morning. Let's not ruin it for the afternoon classes. Let's make sure that, the codes stay secret until the bell rings at the end of the day. So that was like my super fast lightning speed description of escape rooms. I could
I
literally
love.
for a whole day.
I know. I think it's great. So escape rooms to me is like all out, so effective in classrooms, or there's like really easy ways to get started. Here's going to be my suggestion to our community. I think escape rooms to engage students in learning is absolutely out of this world incredible. My brain really struggles to create escape rooms, whereas Katie's brain has just consistently, every time I've worked with her, like she just understands how to make these incredible in-depth puzzles. So here's what I want to start with. If you are somebody who's done escape rooms before and you want to take it up a notch, I would really encourage you to reach out to Katie. She can tell you about writing grants, she can tell you about resources to use to make it more engaging, things to hunt for at the dollar store, things to ask your parents for, resources of. Oh my God, she just can totally take it up a notch. If you really want to get started but have no idea where to begin and you need something simple and dumbed down, you can reach out to me. I love like using already created escape rooms. I love using Google Forms because that's really easy to get started that way. I actually just did it with my youngest this weekend. We like searched up on Google escape rooms for kids and like went through some of those, and it really gave us something fun to be able to review, but also it wasn't stressful for us. And so if you're looking to get started in that vein, I would be a good resource. But I love escape rooms. And also just as an adult, if you have not done an escape room, I would love to encourage you to find time this weekend or later this week. It's so fun to be able to do with your whole family or just like a group of friends. We have a goal that we want to do it within the next like month or so with the kids at like a local place. And I cannot wait. I think it's such a cool activity. So excited to hear from all of you if you've used escape rooms or not to engage your students to keep them active in the learning content that you're working on. And hopefully you guys can share resources of different things that you've been able to do or reach out if you're looking to get started. So I love this, Katie. This is something that was always really special that I know your students just had a ball with. So,
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of work, but there's lots of ways that you can make it not a lot of work and roll it
yeah.
out, especially if you're like, oh, I want to do something for the fall. Reach out, let's connect because we can totally make that happen. And yeah.
So good. So good. All right, friends, we hope that you reach out to us to continue this conversation, and we will see you next time over on Teach Better Today Morning Show. Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.